truth. You can't handle the truth.
Don Lemon.
From New York, Don Lemon. What's going on?
You're about to get the truth about Leslie Jones, all right? Y'all ready for this?
I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
These days, not only does everyone seem to have an opinion, a reason to take offense to just about anything, but they also have social media where they can go on, mostly anonymously, and bitch and moan about everything. Everything, including Leslie Jones' performance on Saturday Night Live this weekend, where she joked about a slave draft. Take a listen.
I'm saying I would be the number one slave draft pick. All of the plantations would want me. I'd be on television like LeBron announcing which plantation I was gonna go to. I would be like, I'd like to take my talents to South Carolina.
I thought she was hilarious, right? I thought she was funny as heck. Here's the thing, though.
My talent to South Carolina.
To South Carolina, and then I'm going down to Louisiana. Here's the thing. For almost all of last year, people were on a tear complaining about diversity, asking where were the sisters on SNL? Where are they? Now that there are some black women on the show, you complain about her material. SNL has always been controversial, especially when it comes to race issues. In the 1970s, SNL brilliantly used the N-word in a sketch with Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase. Hell, in Living Color had Wanda, remember her? Martin mm-hmm. Lawrence had Shanaynay. Yeah. Neither character was flattering to black women, but we laughed. Leslie Jones responded on Twitter by saying that she couldn't believe that she had to explain and defend herself of all people, black people. And then she went on to say black people were too sensitive sometimes. Mm-hmm. Well, in this case, she is right. Here's my advice. Leave the woman alone. Give her freedom, the same freedom that the rest of the cast has. Give her the freedom to grow, to learn, to make mistakes, to be bold, to push boundaries. She shouldn't have to carry the collective burden of all black people on her shoulders. She's a comedian, not a civil rights worker.
Thank you.
Leslie Jones, ignore the haters. The loudest voices on Twitter aren't necessarily the majority. Do your thing. Kick ass and take names. And for all you haters who are complaining, consider this. If she had told that joke in a comedy club on a Friday or Saturday night, you would have been rolling on the floor and high-fiving each other. So isn't that what Jones is supposed to do? Take what she learned in the clubs on a smaller platform, bring it to a wider audience, increase her reach, and influence people to make them laugh and to make them think.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if you've ever seen Leslie's act, that's her act.
That's what she do.
That's what she's an alum of the show, you know.
Yes. I thought she was bold. I thought she was to do that. I was like, man, that takes guts to do mm-hmm. that, especially in front of all those people. And I thought it was very smart.
It was funny. Yeah.
And South Carolina would have welcomed her with open arms.
I'm going to take my talents.
I'm not one rapping.
As a slave.
Love you, Les. We love you.
We do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Big Leslie Jones. My girl.